Well, consider the following sentence. 20 years ago in Michigan, winter highway travel was restricted to those hardy souls who ventured out for short distances with Old Dobbin and the sleigh. Old Dobbin, the sleigh? 20 years ago? As you've probably surmised, the sentence you just heard goes back a long time, about 80 years. It's part of an old promotional newsreel, Winter Comes to Michigan, recently rediscovered in the community of Newberry in the Upper Peninsula.
Meanwhile, in Lansing headquarters, engineers direct the fight against the vicious storm that must never gain too much headway against the men and machines repulsing it. Like a general in the battle, the maintenance engineer moves his heavy artillery into the sector where the storm is the worst.
The film was produced sometime between 1933 and 1940, and it captures the drama of severe weather and the snow removal effort. To learn more about this nostalgic artifact, I spoke with Dan Weingarten of the Michigan Department of Transportation office up in Ishpeming. I first asked how the film was discovered.
It was one of several reels of 16-millimeter black and white film that two sisters, Nancy and Barbara Sleeper is their name, they live in the village of Newberry over in the eastern UP, and they apparently found them while they were cleaning out their mother's basement, and they wanted to preserve them because they were a part of the family history, family heritage. It turns out that their grandfather, a man by the name of Sanborn Sleeper, was the superintendent of the Luce County Road Commission from 1928 until sometime around World War II. And at some point, he acquired these films, and they sat in this basement for 8 decades or so.
How would you describe the message of the film, Dan? What's its point exactly?
Well, it's a promotional film. We know that it was shot in the area when Murray Van Wagner, who was a future Michigan governor, ran the department. So we know it's from about 1933 to 1940, somewhere in that era. And it appears to be an internally produced promotional film, primarily to let people know about the challenges that winter road crews faced back in those days. And it also was trying to tout the department's capabilities, you know, the big equipment that they had to deal with the bad weather that they encountered.
I liked it a lot because it's like a lot of things that are old. It seems kind of melodramatic. It pushes a lot of really dramatic buttons.
The storm rages on in this district, but at any time it may shift. From Alpena, from Cadillac, from Saginaw, from Escanaba may come the call for reinforcements. Again and again, Lansing headquarters may shift men and equipment to meet the onslaught of the storm from another quarter. All through the night, the battle rages as a mobile and coordinated organization of men and machines defy the howling bitter gale.
How are people responding to this old newsreel? What kinds of things are they saying?
Well, they like it. They feel that it's a really important historic document that they're glad has been preserved. They've shared an overwhelmingly positive response. It's a real window on the past, and it's a tribute to the people who did all that hard work back then. I think that over-the-top kind of newsreel style is a really big part of its appeal. And like you say, it may come off as a bit melodramatic by today's standards, a little bit overblown. There's that kind of heroic man against the elements theme that runs through
right,
it.
Right, right.
But then again, the film is trying to get people who are already in the 1930s becoming pretty comfortable with traveling during the winter not to take things for granted, you know, not to forget what a challenge the lake effect snow that comes out of nowhere is and the cold temperatures and what hard work it was to keep the roads clear. And that's a message that we think is still important in MDOT today. You know, our plow crews are still out there facing long shifts and the challenges of keeping our roads clear during the winter, and they just have better tools today to accomplish those tasks.
I'm talking with Dan Weingarten of the Michigan Department of Transportation about a recently rediscovered old newsreel-style film, Winter Comes to Michigan. It can be viewed at MDOT's YouTube channel, and it concerns how hard Michigan employees and members of road commissions and the Department of Transportation worked to keep winter at bay and keep traffic on the roads flowing back in the 1930s. One less dramatic aspect of the film was the winter recreational possibilities that opened up once winter road maintenance improved.
From December until March, you can hop in your car and accept the invitation of the many winter sports playgrounds in the state. Let's feel the clean, sharp exhilaration of winter wind against our cheeks as we zoom down ice-packed toboggan chutes. Let's join the merry, laughing crowd that glides over the glittering ice with rhythmic harmony and grace. Bright, shining faces, gay costumes, young and old, amateur and professional. It's a gay holiday crowd, and everybody is having a great time.
Winter recreation really seems to have taken off as a statewide industry when transportation in the state got better. And first, there were these winter snow trains that apparently took tourists from Michigan up to from southern Michigan up to resorts in the Grayling area, Gaylord, Traverse City. But of course, there was no Mackinac Bridge in the 1920s and 30s and before. So, you know, these trains apparently didn't continue to the UP, but there were also trains running from Milwaukee and Chicago up to the Upper Peninsula. And so these winter parks developed, places where you could go and toboggan or ice skate or ski or snowshoe. And then from the historians I've talked to who've looked at this, when winter auto travel and road maintenance improved with better vehicles in the 20s and 30s, you started getting local ski hills and winter sports parks popping up all around the state. And, you know, Michigan came to be called the Winter Wonderland, but it really couldn't have developed that way, that kind of winter tourist industry without
transportation.
Yeah,
sure.
Exactly.
Yeah. The film features a lot of then-modern snow-clearing machinery. Talk to us a little bit about that, and tell our listeners what a snow-go is, please.
Yeah, the snow-go was the piece of machinery that Mr. Sleeper apparently pioneered the use of in the Upper Peninsula, and that was an early snowblower that was mounted on a truck, an auger-style snowblower, and it was first introduced in the 1920s, manufactured by the Oshkosh Truck Company in Wisconsin. And there are scenes in the film that are really cool that show a snow go eating away the snowbanks and blowing it hundreds of feet through the air. So there was that piece of equipment and other interesting plow equipment that by today's standards is pretty primitive. They were in the film using large trucks fitted with V plows, and the film notes that, you know, just 20 years or so earlier, you wouldn't have been able to get out on the highway unless you had your horse and sleigh. But so any type of machinery out on the roads was huge progress, but it's still a far cry from what we have today. They might have had 100 or 130 horsepower trucks to push these plows, and to them, that was a big deal, but today's plow trucks have 550 or 600 horsepower behind them. So,
There's a lot of winter footage from around the state. It's actually quite impressive and fun to watch. How many locations have been identified?
Well, so far we've only been able to ID a few locations. So if anybody watching the video on YouTube recognizes any of these areas, we'd be curious to know about where they think these were filmed, and we'd certainly appreciate finding out about them. But we do know that there's a scene of some elaborate toboggan runs that I've been told was from a park, winter park, one of these places that I talked about in the Gaylord area. And there's some footage from Suicide Hill, which is a ski jump in Ishpeming, Michigan.
Sure.
And positively ID'd.
And I take it this has become a pretty popular video on MDOT's YouTube channel?
Yeah, absolutely. We were really surprised with how quickly it's taken off. We did get a lot of really good response from print, radio, and TV media outlets around the state, and they've linked to our YouTube channel. And so far, the film has logged nearly 80,000 views in 2 weeks, so above and beyond our expectations.
And Dan, tell us how much snow is on the ground in Ishpeming.
Gosh, probably 2 or 3 feet. Winter came late, but we've been getting pretty steady snow here for the last month. So it's nice. We had a sled dog race in Marquette over the weekend that was perfect weather for the dogs.
We want to thank Dan Weingarten of the Michigan Department of Transportation. Here we've been talking about a recently rediscovered old newsreel-style film, Winter Comes to Michigan. Is good fun. It's good viewing, and you can look at it, too, on MDOT's YouTube channel.
Our highways must be kept open.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you.